BBC News with Julie Kendler. Emmanuel Macron has won the French presidential election. Projected results suggest the pro-European centrists secured about 65% of the vote, well ahead of his far-right rival Marine Le Pen. Within the past half hour, Mr. Macron has given a televised address in which he acknowledged the problems facing France.
The economic difficulties, the social problems, the democratic difficulties, the moral weakness of the country. And tonight, I want to salute in the Republican spirit Madame Le Pen, who was my adversary. I know the division of our nation pushed some into extreme votes, and I respect that. I know the rage, I know the anxiety, the doubt that lots of you also expressed.
At 39, Mr. Macron will be the youngest ever French president. Ms. Le Pen has congratulated him in a phone call. She said her National Front party had got a historic share of the vote. A spokesman for the German Chancellor, Angela Merkel, hailed Mr. Macron's success as a victory for a strong and united Europe. In other news, North Korea says it has detained another U.S. citizen on suspicion of carrying out hostile acts. The state news agency said Kim Hak-song worked at the Pyongyang University of Science and Technology. A senior member of the Islamic State group in Afghanistan, thought to be behind a deadly attack on a military hospital in March, has been killed. A statement from the president's office said Abdul Hasib was killed in an operation led by Afghan special forces. A group of more than 80 Nigerian schoolgirls freed in a prisoner swap with the Islamist group Boko Haram are in the capital, Abuja, to meet President Muhammadu Buhari. The girls from Chibok were driven by bus to the president's official residence after a delay of several hours. BBC News.